Super Hits ke Double Points and Red FM. What's up, Shillong? I'm back. Mari buat James Perry belong director Jong ke Adventure in the Rain Sora Marathon ke bala penyaru dan ke Rotary Club. Dia buat James, kan dia talor kan dia kesembok kentian. Why Adventure in the Rain?
Adventure in the Rain is like Sora has become known as a destination for people to see the beauty, the waterfalls, and most people come for what it is, the heaviest rainfall in the world. Yeah. And many actually come in the wintertime and are disappointed because they're surprised that it doesn't rain in the wintertime. Yeah. They come here and they're expecting, if they haven't researched, they wonder why. So when we came up with Sora as a place to run, we weren't thinking of a fast course.
Yeah.
It's not like a world record course where somebody from some country like Kenya or Uganda or someplace is going to come and set a world record. This is about the participants enjoying and giving a challenge to themselves to finish something that they otherwise may not take part in. And at the same time, see the beauty of Meghalaya.
Yeah.
The waterfalls will be at the full swing. You'll be going by one of the most beautiful waterfalls, which is Kinrem Falls, which often will come right to the roadside.
Yeah.
And we want to encourage not only the local participants, but international and other national domestic participants to come here and make Sora and Shillong and Meghalaya a destination for them. This year, maybe for 2-3 days.
Yeah.
But in the years to come, they come for a week beforehand and they tell their friends about it. And they say, listen, go to Sora. It's an amazing place and enjoy it and have a good time.
Is there any international approach or from the runners to an international front on this run?
We can't specifically say that international runners are coming. We are in talks with 2 or 3 who are elite runners from different countries who have express their interest in it. Yeah. We're hoping that it falls into place. It's just in the last few days that we've been able to confirm that we will have a little bit of prize money.
Yeah.
It's not a large purse, but at least 1 lakh for the first place finishers in the marathon and 50,000 for the second place finisher and 20,000 for the third place finisher, which even gives the local people something to say, hey, I want to do it. At least I have a chance to win something. For this race, first of all, I'll just mention that we're now a certified course. The Association of International Marathoners and Distance Runners has certified it, come here from Mumbai and measured it and be an exact course. On top of that, we will have chip timing. That's a computerized timing system that every single person who wears a number tag will have a computer chip that keeps track of them on the course at probably about 4 to 5 different points.
Yeah.
We'll get their times and the start and finish time will be exact according to their chip time.
Okay, knowing the fact that it's a rainy place in Sora, will these chipped or all these computerized, you know, technologies that you're going to apply there, will they be affected?
That's all fine. We have to take the precautions. Obviously, the people who are doing the times will be in an area that's guarded from the rain and the heavy rain, especially if we have a heavy monsoon rain in August, which is the potential. We're prepared for that. And any equipment that they have that they have to have on the course is waterproof. And so we don't see any reason why the rain should affect, because the chip timing is used all over the world, anywhere from where there's snow to rain to heavy storms. There's no reason why it shouldn't.
It can endure.
It can endure almost anything.
Yeah. Okay. So, guys, for now, beautiful song I'm going to play for you. We'll be back and don't go anywhere. This is 93.5 FM. It's rocking.